Them Podcast with Landon McCool.
How about them Cowboys indeed?
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the How About Them Podcast. I am your host, Landon McCool, and it's game review time. We're going to look back at the Cowboys' loss to the LA Rams. I think all of the storylines have probably already been played out on a overreaction Monday yesterday, but we're going to take a look and see what the tape said. I'm just going to whiz through these notes. I starred a couple of ones that I thought I wanted to get to. I'm going to kind of bounce around. We'll do it first half and second half and break it up a little bit. See if we can just talk about, I'm not trying to give any grand conclusions with this. I think lots of people are already doing a lot of that. I'm just trying to give you some notes I saw while taking a look at the All-22. So, here we go.
Wide 80! Kill!
All right, let's talk about the first half. So, Cowboys came out with the offense first, and then they came out firing. Lined up on 12 personnel on first down, and Dez shook Johnson on a head nod outside, got upfield, and Dak put it right where it needed to be, inside of Johnson and in front of the safety. Second down, they come out on 13 personnel, and then they have a monster pin and pull with three pullers, 70, 71, 84, and Zeke gets four. They're doing a lot of pin and pull and a lot of inside zone, kind of counters that, and they were having some success. When they were able to get hats on hats and block it up right. On third and five on that first offensive drive, Brockers powers through Lael Collins to snatch Dak down. Lael couldn't anchor, Brockers just powered through him and then got to him and just basically got a paw on him and just ripped him down. So the Cowboys settled for a field goal. On the defensive first drive, Rams' first play, they used Cowboys' penetration against them, got the ball outside, and pushed the penetrators back inside. Gurley for 11. On first and 10 after that, Higby on a wheel route versus Heath in man coverage. He takes a bad angle as if it was an out and then loses the battle as soon as Higby turns upfield. He catches it for a 29-yard gain. Wilson seemed to have like a really bad game, it felt like. On the run outside his way, he can't get off a block, can't peel off to make the tackle. Jalen has to come down to clean up, but 4-yard gain on the run to Wilson, outside of Wilson. On third and eight, that same drive, great blitz by Jalen Smith that put pressure on Goff, but Goff is able to complete route to Everett for an out route versus Byron Jones. This is the play that I actually posted on Twitter. I don't know if all of you saw, but this is a play where basically, I never really see anything like this, but they ran somebody behind Byron Jones, and the guy, while in route, reached his left hand and pushed Byron Jones in the back while running. So it wasn't even like a pretend nod at a rub route or any of that. Like, this dude straight up was running mid route, saw Byron Jones' back plate and his numbers, and then extended his hand out to push Byron Jones in the back. And they didn't call anything. Some people are saying that about the 1 yard allowable rule, but that cannot be legal. I mean, that's not even a legal block if it was a block. So I don't know. Yeah. So that was a conversion. A little bit later on that drive, Malik Collins gets a second six. Malik Collins gets a tackle for loss after Price beats his man across the face and forces Gurley to cut back to an awaiting Malik Collins. And then a third and seven, great job by Woods to stick Farrah Cooper enough to eliminate any chance he'll make the tough catch. Xavier Woods and Jordan Lewis had fantastic games. We'll talk about that a little bit more, but just throwing that out. On the offensive second series, I asked for more moving pockets and to get Dak out on the move more, and it feels like they listened, or at least early on. They got 12 personnel, 80 play action, 83 motions left to right, and then runs an out. Four runs a play action, waggle throws on the move for 12 yards to a sliding Williams. More of this, please. Thank you. 12 personnel, first and 10, overload left, wide zone left. 21 gets a muddy read, but then cuts it up to get create 3 yards. Let's see, second and 9 a little bit later, Dak gets the ball off, despite Martin being thrown into him by Aaron Donald, complete to 83 for 13 yards. Aaron Donald basically tossed Zach Martin into Dak's lap. I've never seen anything like it against Zach Martin. It was crazy. Next play, 12 personnel, pin and pull, but this time their DB fills and Zeke only gets 3 yards. They ran a deep pass to Dez on the next play, ran a great slug up, but Dak put it a little bit too far outside and Dez couldn't come up with it. 4th and 1, after getting 6 on 3rd and 7, they were 4th and 1 there on 13 personnel, all tight ends to the right side. They run inside zone left and get 4 yards. 2nd and 8, 11 personnel, shotgun inside zone, backside run for 21 for 10 yards. Just they're mixing in the runs. Their inside zone is really working well for them. And then finally on 3rd and 7, trips right, swing pass to Zeke. He freezes the linebacker, then gets around him, then dives to the pylon, touchdown. Very, very impressive play by Zeke. The defensive second series really didn't have much. Oh, except for 3rd and 10. So 2nd and 10, Higbee can't shake Byron Jones, who disrupted the route, caused Higbee to fall down. 3rd and 10, bubble screen to Tavon Austin. Great job by Anthony Brown to get underneath Whitworth's attempt to block him and make the tackle for a loss. Our corners can tackle now. Like, that's one thing I will say this. They are certainly not afraid to get dirty and tackle these guys. So that's something to definitely be excited about. Offensive third series. I love the play design on the 70-yarder to Morris. They put 84 in a fake whiz motion, which is like a whiz is when he goes across the formation. A fake whiz is when he goes across and then back. And 84 at the snap comes across the formation again, back across the formation after the fake whiz, with Martin to seal the outside. Aaron Donald went inside on Cooper, who just continued to push him that way, and Morris snapped it off and upfield quick and a huge 70-yarder. Despite being out of shape, according to some, impressive ability to break the ball outside on 1st and 2 from the 2 by Zeke. Once the play was bottled up a bit, he stuck his foot in the grass and went sideways and beat the entire L.A. defense to the corner, getting an initially called touchdown reversed after review to an impressive 2-yard gain. And then finally, despite an Aaron Donald almost blowing up another play, Dallas is able to score the second time behind a big push behind Frederick and Martin on the other side. Touchdown. On the defensive third series, defensive line is not consistently a factor in the run game, is just the note that I wanted to throw in there. Frazier has to be aware of where his pursuit help is on the reverse to Tavon Austin. Austin gets him to hesitate with a subtle nod on its side, making Frazier readjust his angle slightly, only to have it destroyed by Austin. He needs to know he has outside in contain and that help will be coming from inside out. Instead, Austin got outside of him for a first down. D-Moore is good at sliding down the line and keeping offensive line off him with his long arm. Made a good tackle for just a 1-yard gain, and then a block in the back that Jalen Smith didn't get a call on. 2nd and 9, great pressure by DeMontre Moore, who long armed and walked the right tackle back into the pocket, flushing Goff out for an incompletion. And then finally, a 3rd and 9. Again, Xavier Woods should be starting safety, in my opinion. On 3rd downs, he is consistently aware of his assignment, the 3rd down markers, and arrives at the targets when the ball arrives. He caused Robert Woods to have alligator arms on a crossing route, forcing the incompletion. That's when they had the punt that Switzer fumbled the ball. I mean, Switzer should have just waved the ball off, basically, is what happened there. There's too much going on. He should have just been safe and taken the fair catch. The defensive four series, Jordan Lewis should be the starter at cornerback. They ran wide left, and Lewis has to tackle Gurley alone in space. Jones came crashing down inside, forcing Gurley wide. Lewis came down in behind, crossing the line of scrimmage, and then dove at Gurley's feet and wrapped him up for a tackle for loss. Again, continuing to prove that he can play outside. Third and one that same drive, Malik gets blown off the line. Gurley runs behind the blocks for a first down. This will look like Durant and Jalen messing up, but Collins being on skates blew up 52's angle and left Jalen uncovered with the guard bearing down on him. And then second and seven that same drive, legal pick play to get Kupp a free release on Skandrick for the touchdown. Skandrick almost got the ball on a diving pass breakup attempt, but couldn't quite get his hands on it. Touchdown. Offensive four series, first and 10, 12 personnel. 84 comes across the formation to snap to trap the outside linebacker Longacre, but he slips on contact of his block, and Longacre is able to get a hit on Zeke, who manages to fall forward for just 3 yards. But it really, he would have broke that one open if he was able to get a solid block from 84 there. That same drive a little bit later, third and seven, Dak escapes pressure from Donald, who was able to slip between Cooper, who he was beating to the outside, and Smith, who was trying to slide over late to help Cooper. Donald just got right between them right as Smith was trying to get to him. Dak shrugged off Donald, kind of almost like Tony Romo and J.J. Watt. Rolls to his left. Meanwhile, Dez has gotten had gotten open in the middle of the field on a dig route, and when the play broke down, no one ever picked him up, so he was still wide open in the middle of the field when Dak pulled up, squared his shoulders, and fired the ball into the middle of the field across his body for a big play, 18 yards and a first down. Second and nine, 12 personnel inside zone, right, hats on hats, double team passed off, second level blocks, Zeke cuts it up, spins across a Robert Quinn hit and gets 6 yards. Third and three, Beasley motion into trips with 83 and 82, and they all break inside with crossers or slants, and then Zeke runs a crosser route out of the backfield in the opposite direction to where they just came from, all alone in space. Gets the ball to him on the run and picks up 31 yards before Barron tackles him as he tries to turn it back inside. Third and four, once again, Butler peeling off when a play goes awry, turns into a touchdown for Dak. He gets upfield into the end zone, then shoulder kind of shrugs off the defender as he peels back to the outside, to the sideline, and is kind of mirroring Dak. Dak gives him the ball, and Butler is able to drag his feet just enough to make sure he was in bounds for a touchdown. Donald was able to get pressure on Dak early, but Dak escaped left, saw Butler at the back of the end zone for a touchdown. Defensive fifth series. This is on 2 minutes. First down tackle for 6 yards is a great example of a tackle that people who measure tackle distances will call a bad play for Jalen. So people that are like, what's the average yardage of distance that the player made a tackle, and then they mark him against that. Sometimes that information needs context, and this is a great example. Jalen, despite the fact that, A, it was an unexpected play call with no timeouts and 1:51 left in the half, and, B, they had numbers running at Jalen because Dallas was in their Deacon defense, the three-man defensive line. Collins, as the nose tackle, was blown sideways, and the only thing between Todd Gurley at full speed on the third level of the Dallas D were two attacking offensive linemen who Jalen ran around and made an open field tackle on Gurley. Gurley got 6 yards, but he also lost 20 seconds off the clock that was ticking and could have easily run 15 or 20 plus yards if it had not been for 54 there to make the play. Second and four on the next play, though, Jalen did get shook by Gurley out of the backfield on an out route. Jalen reduced inside to pick him up, and Gurley broke outside, 10 yards first down. First and 10, they must be audibly versus three defensive linemen fronts to two runs when they have Gurley and shotgun. The first time 54 was able to get underneath the block and make the tackle on Gurley clean. The second time he was not able to finish the tackle properly, allowing Gurley to slip away for a 9-yard gain. And then second and three, wow, watching Xavier Woods work is awesome. Has Gurley in man, but giving a two but giving a too deep look at before the snap. At the snap, he sprints into the box, settles, waits for Gurley to begin his route, and then pulls the trigger and arrives as the ball does and stops him short, bringing up a third down and a field goal attempt. And that is halftime. All right, let's finish up with the second half. Things were obviously not as pretty for the Cowboys here. I think we'll talk about adjustments and all sort of thing. But really, to me, just generally speaking, and I can't remember if I actually specifically put this in the notes, so apologies if I go over this again. But to me, it really felt like what happened is the second half, the Rams decided to kind of give up attacking the Cowboys. Shift focus on from attacking the Cowboys secondary to attacking the Cowboys linebackers and passing in the run. I think, they were shown some things at that last little drive at the half. You started seeing a little bit more of hurry up. And I think that may have been a decided plan before going into the game, just knowing the Cowboys were on a short week of rest and the Rams obviously had 10 days off. Decided to kind of play with some tempo to take the Cowboys' legs out from under them. So those were some big shifts that were made, and those were successful attempts at changing strategy in the second half. So we started things off with the defense that is in their sixth series. First play from scrimmage in the second half might have been the Cowboys' chance to really seal to win this game. D-Law swipes underneath Havenstein and is able to time his turn of the corner with Goff's throwing motion and get a paw on the ball, knocking it out. And the ball at one point was laying between Crawford's hands without him realizing it and was swiped away by Havenstein at the last minute. That could have been the turnover. They aren't really able to recover that drive, and they eventually punt. Cowboys offensive fifth series. Second and 10, 12 personnel with 85 motion in as a wing. Draw inside to Zeke. Smith gets his feet too close together and gets off balance versus Brockers, who tosses him. Zeke ducks under Brockers' arm tackle and uses his change of momentum. Using that change of momentum that Brocker caused with his broken arm tackle to turn back upfield for a 16-yard gain. Quite an impressive effort to turn lemonade from lemons. First and 10, don't forget this play. Donald completely shoves Cooper aside and tackles Zeke for a one-yard loss. Donald is matching versus Cooper a lot and destroying him. Now to second and 11, tunnel screen to Beasley fails as 82 misses his block on the corner, who tackles Beasley for no gain. So then we go to third and 10. Dak has to make the catch on that slant. The throw was a little bit low, but Dak put it there in order to be safe to make sure they could throw to the sticks, but also that it wouldn't cause an interception. Dez has to come up with a way to catch that ball. Defensive seventh series. We're kind of running out of time, so I'm going to skip around a little bit. Second and 5, toss left to Tavon Austin. Durant looks lost at the snap and gets caught in a trap inside. Jalen ducks underneath a block and is in pursuit from the backside, but can't quite get the angle on Tavon Austin, who beats him to the spot, and Jalen runs him down from behind after a 14-yard gain. First and 10, again, toss left, this time to Gurley. Again, Durant loses contain, and again, Smith gets slowed in pursuit, trying to avoid blockers, but this time doesn't make it, and Heath has to make the tackle after 17 yards. A little bit later, after two incompletions, one of the which was a great job of playing the ball by Byron Jones, and the other was just coverage in cover three. Dallas, third and 10, Dallas drops into a soft zone. Goff dumps the ball off to Gurley underneath, short of the first down, tackled by Jalen closing on his own. Offensive six series, first and 10, 12 personnel, 84, fake whiz motion. Trap play again with 64 and 84 sealing off. Zeke maybe should have broken this more outside instead of coming downhill on Barron for only 2 yards, but it may have been safer just take the yards. Might have been a loss if he tries to go sideways versus Barron. A little bit later, second and seven. Great play by Webster for the Rams. Dak fakes toss to left Zeke and boots right with 83 on a crossing route, deep crossing route. Webster comes off his zone, recognizes that there's a crossing route likely behind him, and makes an athletic pass breakup and almost interception on what would have been a huge play downfield to Williams. Third and seven, if they're going to run out routes short of the sticks with the idea of letting their wide receivers run after the catch, Dak has to give them more accurate throw that they can work with. This was consistently an issue, is Dak not getting balls to the receivers well enough for them to run with the punts on that drive. First and 10, the defensive eighth series. First and 10, again, Gurley goes towards left guard. Again, Wilson over pursues. This time it's Wilson that's over pursuing. This time Gurley cuts all the way backside and Wilson gets caught up inside 7 yard run. First and 10 on that same. Wilson over pursues. Gurley cuts backside where he was supposed to be for 16 yards. First and 10 on the 53-yard touchdown to Gurley. 57 looked at the quarterback and was looking at the quarterback in zone, and Gurley on a wheel route turned upfield, ran right behind Wilson. And once he cleared Wilson, he was basically running the line between the zones, between Brown's outsides and Heath's inside zone. And he put the ball right behind Wilson, but between Brown and Heath before they could rotate over. He caught the ball in stride, broke Heath's ankles cutting inside, and ran it in for a 53-yard touchdown. Yikes. And at this point, Brockers, offensive seven series, at this point, Brockers and Donald are tearing the Dallas run game apart. Brockers... In a front, LA is in a front with Brockers as a 4-eye tech and Donald as a 3-tech with a nose tackle between them occupying the double team of Smith and Frederick, which left Brockers one-on-one with Collins and Donald one-on-one with Cooper, and neither blocker did well. No gain, and third and six. This was a bad time to throw a 50-50 ball to Dez. You need to convert here, and Witten shook loose, open, past the sticks in the middle of the field versus Barron, but he didn't see him, and it was a punt. And just kind of skipping around here, defensive nine series. They started trying to run away from Durant. The Cowboys recover a little bit, but at this point they started getting to Cup even more and crossing routes. They sent 32 on a blitz on a second and 14, leaving Jalen Smith to cover Cooper one-on-one across the field. No one gets home, and it gives Cooper Cup time to run away from 54, as any wide receiver will do versus a linebacker. And Dallas basically gets burned by their blitz for a 24-yard play. There was a couple positive plays near the goal line. Second and 10, great pressure by Brian Price on a twist, forcing completion. And third and 10, great coverage by Byron Jones to deny Everett the touchdown pass. On the interception play on the offensive eighth series, Dak drops to pass, pressure around the end. Dak steps up to run, sees Beasley running behind the zone about to clear, stops, tries to reset his feet to fire to him, but in the middle of his throwing motion, his arm is hit by Brockers. Ball floats into Barron's hand for an INT. I'm noticing a pressure with Collins on the defensive 10 series. And the last thing I want to do before we got to go, on the offensive 9 series, first and 10 on the touchdown route, great route by Hannah, to lean inside like Witten on his man and then cut back outside wide open, was able to catch the ball, turn up, and score. Fantastic job by 84, who really mostly had a pretty good game. Definitely had that one missed block that I saw, but overall had a pretty decent game. Overall, I think there's some good things with this game. There's some bad things with this game. Not having Sean Lee really caught up to them. I think you get Hitchens, you get Sean Lee back, you're just going to get overall more good snaps from better linebackers, which will be helpful no matter how it works out, whether you're getting Jalen more snaps off or you're rotating guys in different packages better. Hopefully, just having better health is going to help things a lot. As far as the Cowboys offense, yeah, they just have to be able to get in sync a little better, and some of these defenses coming up aren't going to be able to do the things that some of these defenses so far have done to them. So, you know, we'll see. They got a big test coming up this week. They're going to get a lot of guys back, so hopefully a little bit better chance. I mean, obviously Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is daunting, but it'll be interesting to see how it all shakes out. Make sure you guys check out FanRag Sports throughout the week for updates. Make sure you check in with me on Twitter, at McCoolBTB. And until then, happy trails, everybody.